right, folks, we are live. It is June 23rd, Monday, 2009. And I want to kick the show off with something a little different. I often report on this subject matter, but we don't really focus on it. And I thought I'd take the first segment to kind of focus on this debate that should really be over. Stem cell research. Now, before people said, oh, we can't do stem cell research because they're using aborted fetuses to get the stem cells. It's immoral. It's wrong. I don't necessarily disagree with that. But we are now at the point where they can make stem cells from dead skin cells, from living human tissue. And now this story out of The Guardian, I think this is probably the third different way to harvest these stem cells that I've heard of in the last 3 months that has nothing to do with a dead body. Scientists harvest stem cells from placentas for future treatments. Placentas are rich in source of stem cells, which can be used to treat a wide range of diseases in later life. Stem cells taken from cord blood have been used to treat blood-related diseases, but there are often not enough of the cells for effective treatment. Scientists have developed a way to harvest stem cells efficiently from placentas after birth, opening up potential new source of the cells, which can be used to treat a wide range of illness, including sickle cell disease, leukemia, and others. All right. The reason I'm bringing this up is I was watching HBO probably about 3-4 weeks ago. And actually, it wasn't even HBO. I think I was watching Larry King Live, and Bill Maher was on it. Bill Maher's always on there, and he's talking about, you know, this issue with the right and how they're against stem cell research. Well, it should be over. Why aren't we talking about the fact that stem cell research no longer has to do with aborted fetuses? I mean, surely there are not people out there that think that stem cell research could be a bad thing if we're harvesting them from living tissue and doing no harm to anybody else. I mean, I'm pro-science. Again, empower and enslave. The dual-edged purpose. And you don't think that they've been doing stem cell research and cloning in private? No, we only have open chimeras everywhere all of a sudden. We only have, let's see, we've got the glow-in-the-dark pigs that are able to pass that gene on. We've got the glow-in-the-dark dogs. We've got the transmutated, what are they, watermelons for everybody. We've got Monsanto growing HIV in corn. All this stuff public. All this stuff going on right now. Not science fiction. Fact. So really, to me, the debate's over. Let's start doing this. Let's get the smartest people on it, and let's combat the elite, because their eugenics program has them taking out a large portion of us, not curing disease, not us living longer, healthier lives. That's not for me and you. Okay, that's for them, not us. We're the little guy. We're like the ant they like to step on as they go off to their spa or something. I'm not kidding around here, people. That's why they want to line you up for the piggy flu, and they're making it mandatory. They're announcing mandatory vaccinations in Canada. I don't think I can reiterate this enough. They really haven't announced it yet in this country that it's going to absolutely be a mandatory vaccination. But they're saying it right here. Vaccinate Canadians under 40 and natives first. 5 to 40-year-olds in Canada's Aboriginal community should be the first to get vaccinated against human swine flu. Experts say that as Canadian officials decide who gets priority for the flu shots, under Canada's official pandemic plan, are you ready for this? The entire population would ultimately be immunized against the H1N1 piggy flu that barely hurt anybody. Yeah, think about that. The entire population, but they're like, we can't do it at once, so who are we going to hit first? The kids. Gymnasiums in schools would be used for mass school-based vaccination programs, but experts say the harder-to-reach group are us pesky 18 to 30-year-olds, kind of living in the moment, might not want to take the swine flu, aren't going to line up to roll up our sleeves for a poisonous shot. So we're the problem. They really think they're easily going to be able to trick the parents and grandparents with all the fear-mongering they've done. And they basically said, for these people, folks, I'm not kidding this, they want to set out makeshift immunization centers outside of bars so they get you when you're good and drunk and you'll agree to anything. That's how degraded this is. We're going to come back. We're taking calls all 3 hours, 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, we are back. I want to kind of shift gears right now and take a story out of The Guardian. We got a little video. Basically, this woman is at one of the protests. I think it was in 2007 or 2008. And the police are illegally surveilling protesters. We've covered that story here dozens of times. They're going around in parking lots, writing down the license plate numbers, putting them on lifts. These are the subversives. These are the future terrorists in their country. Watch out. It's the white Al-Qaeda. Blonde hair, blue eyed. You betcha. And this woman who goes to these protests, I think she's a citizen journalist or she's a partial journalist. I'm not quite know what the deal is, but she's not doing anything. And the police are there. She asks for one of the police number. Well, what happens if I ask for the police number? What happens is you get jackbooted. And she gets arrested, and I believe her buddy gets arrested too, so we're gonna play the first minute or so from this piece. Let's call and get your take, 866-582-9933. Hit it.
This is Emily Apple, a single mum from Cornwall. This footage was filmed by police surveillance officers. They were monitoring activists last year at a protest against the King's North Power Station in Kent. When Emily asked a police officer to identify himself, she was pinned to the ground, handcuffed, and arrested.
I had a notebook and I was writing down police officers' numbers, what they were doing, and the two people I was with were taking photographs. And this officer didn't have any identifiable number on his lapel. And so I asked him to identify himself, and he refused.
What are your numbers? Before you do, actually, you have to tell me, if someone requests your number, members of the public requests your number, you do have to give your number.
I called my friend over and I said, please, can we get a photograph of this officer? He's refusing to identify himself, and I'd like to make a complaint at a later stage.
I'm just getting his West Yorkshire Police number.
The first shot she tried to take was blocked by the officer, and then when she went to take the second shot, she was grabbed and bundled across the road. Within seconds, myself and my other friend were also on the floor being restrained. This one bloke had his hands round the neck of one of my friends.
On my throat!
Camera called him.
And then he sort of came to me and sort of pushed my head down. When he stood me up, he put his hands around my neck and he's showing my face to the camera.
Well, that's what you get. Don't challenge the lords. The lords that are arresting you because they don't want to give up their badge number. See, you're not allowed to know who they are. They're damn well allowed to know who you are. And again, this woman, I think they said she was a grandmother. The recording said it was on August 8th, 2008. So this is pretty recent, less than a year ago. I guess there's a full Guardian piece on it. I'm probably going to blog that. I didn't blog it yesterday. I saw it today. Really need to play that. I mean, they grabbed this woman. This woman doesn't do anything physical. They're really threatened by that notebook and that pen. She might be James Bond. She might be able to squirt a little bit of acid in their eye. I don't know. Do some terrorist stuff. Maybe it's an exploding notebook, Jaron. Yeah, I know that. And that's the craziest thing. The Guardian actually still protects the police officers. Great point, Jaron. Didn't even realize that. But yeah, the Guardian still protects the thugs. They can't even publish this without blurring out their faces. So she wants the number. She's sitting there. It looks like she's like chewing gum. She's got glasses on. She's got the hoodie on. Personally, it's a style I like. You know, hey, you're not coming in here to surveil us without me getting your number. Sounds fair to me. Well, that's not how it rolls. And she gets the guy to come over and take the picture. As soon as he takes the picture, that guy is just hauled off and thrown on the ground. You know what? They're pretty lucky. They're lucky they didn't get shot. Like I said, those could have been Al-Qaeda pens. And those pens could have exploded and taken out civilians. All right, let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, you're on the line.
How you doing?
Good, man.
I just want to call and tell you, keep up the good work, you and Alex. For an example of how important you all are, I ordered a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt from Alex from Prison Planet.
Sure.
And it came with a bumper sticker. It said 9/11 was inside job. I showed it to my parents. My parents said, what are you doing with that? And I said, supporting our rights, the freedom of speech. And they said, if you put that on your car, you could be surveillance and they could put you in their system. I said, I don't care if it's in their system. It's freedom of speech. I'm doing nothing wrong.
You need to explain to your parents whether they like it or not. They are already in the system. Listen, this is what you do to sit them down before you're already in the system. Listen, they're already in the system. They might just not be checked off as a subversive yet. Okay. Show them the AT&T versus Hepting ruling. Okay. Show them the Olbermann clip. Just type in Olbermann, AT&T surveillance. Explain to them they have a cell phone. Everything they do on that cell phone is tracked, traced, and databased, whether they like it or not. Everything they do on the internet is tracked, traced, and databased. Your parents need to wake up. Go ahead, man.
Well, I went on to explain to them and talk to them. I said, I want to get a hold of Loose Change and show them. I actually talked them into buying some gold. They're like, I told them, I said, you realize when the dollar goes out and the mail comes in and the government comes in that you're going to need some sort of valuable asset, not paper money that the government prints. And I actually talked them into getting some gold. But I want to go ahead and order some few things off the internet and show them, you know, Loose Change, the bomb deception, stuff like that, to inform them. And I put the bumper sticker on, went to work, and everybody asked me what it meant. And I told them, they kind of looked at me like I was a nut. And I tried to explain to them, like, just watch part 1-4 on YouTube and come back and talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. Or get them, you know, I had a caller call in last night. It is hard at first. I absolutely agree. I had somebody call in worshiping Glenn Beck last night. He was very upset that I was exposing Glenn Beck as an actor. I mean, he's an ex-shock jock. He does what the establishment tells him. And I talked to him about 9/11, and he's like, well, you know, there were some intelligence failures, but I don't know about an inside job. So I start playing my movie Fabled Enemies, because I know what he's going to go to right away. He's going to go to the Pentagon. He's going to go to Controlled Demolition. And yeah, that stuff is valid. But let's just start looking at who the hijackers were, how they were intelligence agents in some respects, how they were protected from the Black Ops program, Able Danger, how they were trained at this country, how we picked up Israeli Mossad agents that day, how the continuity of government program was going on in place with a mass Armageddon exercise where E-4B doomsday planes happened to be at the same place as the attacks. I mean, there's so many other anomalies out there. And then we have these two whistleblowers. Well, one's a document and one is a whistleblower today. Just today. Yesterday it came out that, the FAA said that the four planes used on 9/11 for some reason had not flown since December of 2000, a 9-month window of nothing going on. And that is contradicted by the Web Post. They said that they were supposed to fly on September 10th. And then we have you seen the new whistleblower, the FEMA photographer / videographer that went to Argentina and has been exiled there since because of what he saw at Ground Zero unfettered?
No, I didn't see that.
All right, it's up at Infowars.com right now. We're going to be covering it. I'm going to go to it in a moment. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to another caller. And then, you know what, we're going to get into that in depth at the 20 after. Maybe we'll spend all 5 minutes on it because I read the entire article. We need to get this guy on immediately. And I'm calling out, I want that videotape. He said he wants experts to go over the videotape. Look, I'm not the greatest guy out there, but I do consider myself one of the foremost experts on what actually happened on 9/11. I have probably spent more time with video evidence from every realm than any other human being on the planet. I'm not proud of it, but it's true. Somebody has to do it. And I will go through another 27 hours and, you know, try to bring every anomaly that I can see out there, because I'm not perfect. Other people are going to find different things. I want it to be at a wide variety of people. I hope this guy uploads everything to YouTube. Man, you know they'd censor that right away. Maybe it'd be out there. It's all right. If it gets out there for 12 or 24 hours, it's going to be posted all over the world. And their lies will be exposed further, because you're liars, FEMA. You know it. You know it. You're getting ready for NLE 09 with a little smirk on your face at the top. You disgust me. All right, let's go to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, love your work and very proud of what you do.
Thank you.
Just real quick, I'm a 46-year-old guy, and I'll just say that I work in the smart power grid market, providing the control systems for distribution systems and so on and so forth. And I'll verify everything that you guys are saying. It's coming down the pike. But really the reason I called is that I am a guy that wants to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm seeing myself where my wife, for instance, she is an Obama maniac. She voted for him. Boy, you ought to hear her now after I've turned her on to some of the movie. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. Just the thing about it is that what do you and Alex and the people that you know, the people you talk to in your circles, what do you think the bottom line is for us, you know, what we can do as individuals besides get out and spread the word? What can we do to, you know, kind of keep our emotional / spiritual / psychological minds about us?
The first thing I say to people is don't succumb to fear. A lot of the things we're talking about are very dangerous. They give you that initial reaction, that knee-jerk reaction of, oh my God, I can't believe this. What am I going to do? Just fear comes over you at times. You can't be fearful to tell other people about this information. Now, what can you do right now? Right now, 1207 is out there. Audit the Fed. You can tell as many people as you can about it. Okay, number two, you need to warn people about this WHO pandemic level 6. This article that, you know, openly states that Canada is going to vaccinate every single person in their country needs to go viral, and the implications need to be shown, because this is a blueprint for what they're going to do here. So we've got a couple of months. We got to make sure a lot of people, you know, if they do that say, hey, you make my kid's school a makeshift vaccination center, my kid ain't going to school until that's over with, until that's done. You got to let your neighbors know. So that's my... The H1N1 virus is probably the next thing on the horizon that we got to stop. And I'm going to talk about the hope on the other side. And I want to get to that article off of prisonplanet.tv and .com about this new FEMA videographer. I thank you for the call. 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Streamline the job and we'll slide, roll, and stop, watch.
go back to your calls in the next segment, so you're just going to have to hold on for about 5 minutes. I know, brutal. But I want to talk about some of the W's, the big wins. You know, what was a big win? About a month ago, not even a month ago. A lot of people out in Albany, New York, very close to my hometown, very close to my heart indeed. I can't tell many how many times I've been rocking it out over at the Pepsi Arena and whatnot and having a good time. They tried to implement mandatory registration of ammunition. That's right, mandatory registration of ammunition. Can you imagine that? And they snuck it into some bill like they always do. Someone called into this program complaining about it. Why aren't you covering this? Well, the truth is we didn't know about it. And as soon as we did know about it, what do? We put out the call to the people in the Albany area to tell their friends, to tell their family, to tell their neighbors, and hundreds showed up to the city council meeting. And it made the local news. And I think we played the local news clip here before, but it looks like it's going to be a big victory. It doesn't look like this bill is going to pass. Okay, so you can have an impact locally. We can do the same thing with these mandatory vaccinations. That's the bottom line. With these mandatory vaccinations, you can say, no, I'm not going to take the shot. That in my mind, has to be our next victory. And the victory after that is to combat these climate change bills and these carbon taxes. And Obama's got a big, big old push going on right now. Huge push for that. Where is it? It's in the stacker right here, among other technology news. But basically, you know, we really need this. Oh, it's cybersecurity. That's another one we're really going to have to go after. We're going to get into all that stuff. Here it is. Obama urges passage of historic climate change bill. And again, this is going to mean less for you. That's what the sustainability word is. Okay. Sustainability means you don't get to use as much. You can't have the big home. You can't have the nice car. You can't have more than two bags of garbage. You know what? One child policies are a good idea. You might just have to shut your power off after a certain hour. Remember the story we said yesterday, we were reading from the Telegraph, where they were literally telling the people of the United Kingdom that they were going to have to sacrifice in a manner where their bills were going to go up four times and they would still be using less energy. That's what these conservation bills are about. You becoming part of the second world agenda. Okay? Obama urges passage of historic climate change bill. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives, urged on by President Barack Obama, announced progress on Tuesday toward quick passage. See, it's always quick passage of legislation to fight global warming by what? Reducing industrial emissions of carbon dioxide. Now, of course, we covered this one yesterday. This is out of the Telegraph. Oh, look at that. Polar bears are not dying out, and they can swim. And this just eradicates. It's this new book that's out there by a couple of leading scientists saying what we've been saying all along. Remember, the great global warming swindle is out there. It can wake up your friends and family before it's too late. Make that the next big viral video. There's no reason you shouldn't. The sun is behind global warming. Rather than man-made CO2 being responsible for global warming, they argue that there is evidence it is caused in part by the increase in the intensity of the sun's heat. What does that mean? The sun goes through cycles and it get hotter at times. Hotter. You know, hot to touch. Big explosions on the sun. They're called sunspots. Gets a little hotter, get a little warmer. It would make sense if it gets hotter on the sun. What do you know? It'll get hotter at Earth. I can't believe it. CO2 levels. Although the level of CO2 is higher than the pre-industrial level, today is about 0.038% of the atmosphere compared to 0.02%. Now get this, carbon dioxide levels have often been as much as 10 times higher than they are today. Hey, what do you know? Oh, the CO2 levels aren't at their highest. And when they first promoted this global warming agenda, they didn't say anything about CO2, did they? No, it was chlorofluorocarbons and the eradication of the ozone layer. And Alex Jones aptly disproves that in America Destroyed by Design. I love that. He's kind of riding through a countryside and he's talking about the farce that is global warming and pointing out all this vegetation everywhere and saying, hey, you know, if you actually believe what the scientists are now saying about global warming, this would be impossible because we just had a volcanic eruption around here. But obviously everything grows back. Weird. Weird. Global warming might be good for us. Warmer climate and an increase in CO2 could be good for farming and agriculture. What do you know? Growing more food more of the time. Feeding the world. Sounds like another thing that doesn't have anything to do with sustainability in their eyes. They don't want you to have a farm. They're trying to regulate that as well. They want you eating GMO poison and taking their shots full of death. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after these messages. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
I say the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire.
All right, we are back. Now, I'm going to get into this 9/11 FEMA videographer at Ground Zero goes public. Just a stunning interview posted over at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. But first, I'm going to go back to some of your calls. Let's go to Beastie in Michigan. Beastie, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmes. Can I ask you a question about economics?
Let's do it.
All right. It's a thought I've had for a long time, and I haven't heard anybody mention it. But if you're a person who's prepared for the economic collapse, in as much as, let's say you have some gold pieces or some silver pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, my home, my mortgage is, you know, my home is my most valuable asset. You know, I live out in the country and stuff. And so if there were Weimar Republic kind of inflation, I mean, if inflation went insane, so you could sell a gold piece for, you know, $2,500 or $5,000 crappy dollars. I mean, you know, you have a contract with your mortgage lender, so if
they're probably going to call all those mortgages null and void. They're going to see, they won't readjust it for the homeowners, but they'll readjust it for the banks. Because I've had that same thought. You know, obviously, it works out in your favor on a small level if you were smart enough to get into it in 03 and buy gold at under $300 an ounce. You know what I mean? Your mortgage wasn't adjusted in the last 6 years, and gold went up three times that. I think it's still hovering around $9 to $9.50. Is that correct right now?
Yeah.
So right there, you have really, if you were smart enough to do it 6 years ago, you could have tripled the payments on your mortgage just by buying and selling gold in itself. Now, if it gets to the level of maybe 10 to 1 instead of 3 to 1, then, and at the point where it's wheelbarrows full of money, they might just stop accepting dollars altogether and then force people into this new currency. Now, you still might be looking good if you're able to hedge your bets and sell your gold, silver, or precious metals for whatever this new currency is, and maybe even, you know, half your mortgage. But the majority of people aren't going to be that smart, and they're going to lose their home. The only other fear I would have is that they pull some kind of eminent domain nonsense on you, because they're openly saying, because the economy's so bad, you know, in places like Flint, Michigan, instead of letting the homeless live in the homes, we're just going to bulldoze them. That's the good idea. Let's just bulldoze entire communities, and we'll build FEMA centers there. So I think that's the bigger issue. And the real issue is you're protected either way, because in either scenario, you're going to win out. And in the scenario that you just want to get out of the country, you're going to be able to do so by actually having hard assets. So that's my opinion on it.
That's your opinion. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly think that, you know, if it does get out to the levels of, you know, Weimar Republic, barrels full of money for bread and whatnot, they will. Those contracts are going to be null and void for us. They always give the bourgeoisie and the ruling class all the power. So, of course, with these new regulations on banks and the Federal Reserve taking over more power and more oversight altogether, they'll just declare all contracts null and void, and you'll have to convert your dollars to Ameros or whatever they call it, and it'll be a totally new system. They won't even, you know, if it gets to the point where, let's say, gold's at like $10,000 an ounce, and I'm making up a huge number there, and you've only got $30,000 left on your mortgage, I doubt they're just going to let you give them 3 ounces of gold to get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally, but if you could, it's hard to say. You're probably right. They'll just declare all mortgages null and void, and
it'll be some kind of an emergency, fast-acting legislation that the government has to step in, because if they allow this to happen, then the banks are automatically going to fail because of the few, and they'll demonize the people that want to do it. We'll run standard psyops on television, just like they're doing now, by their saying, man, isn't it great? The Federal Reserve is going to start oversight. Man, we won't have a depression again. It's awesome. You know, meanwhile, anybody in the know knows the Fed is about to get audited on the House floor, even though only 2 senators out of the 100 out there have signed on to the Senate version of the bill. I thank you for the call, Beastie. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
I am Luke. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sorry. I'm literally shaking right now regarding mail that I received and just finally got to from Fidelity.
Okay.
It's a proxy notice, and I've read it several times. I even had somebody read it just to verify that I was reading it correctly.
Okay.
This is a statement. The Board of Trustees recommends a vote against the following. Now, 4 lines of the paragraph are just the various companies, so I'm going to skip that. Shareholders' proposal 4 concerning procedures to prevent holding investments in companies that, in the judgment of the board, substantially contribute to genocide or crimes against humanity.
Whoa. So you're telling me they sent you a letter that you need to invest in companies that are pro-genocide?
No. This is a proxy statement. They're basically telling you what's up for vote and how they suggest people to vote.
Okay.
Now, you read that the same way as I do?
I'm very confused right now, and the board ops are looking at me the same exact way. Explain what it means to me.
One more time.
Okay.
I don't want to explain it to you. I want you to explain it to me, because I don't want to be right.
Okay.
And the 4 lines of this paragraph are just listing out all the companies. Fidelity Freedom, Fidelity Freedom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Fidelity Asset Manager, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just skipping that and cutting right to the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
The Board of Trustees recommends a vote against the following. Shareholder proposal 4, company, concerning procedures to prevent holding investments in companies that, in the judgment of the board, substantially contribute to genocide or crimes against humanity.
All right, I got it this time. Basically, they're saying that there are some shareholders out there that want to remain invested and continue to invest in companies that promote genocide or are involved in it. And I guess it is Fidelity's concern that they're telling you and others to vote against that measure. So I guess they're kind of copping to the fact that they're already in bed with people that are pro-genocide, correct? Is that the fear of what you're – I'm pretty sure that's what it means. You read it to me twice now.
Yeah, my read is that they want to ensure – they want us to vote against the proposal to prevent holding companies. It reads to me as a double negative, that they're basically saying they want to make sure that such investments can't be discontinued.
Yeah, no, that's
a double negative.
Yeah, you may be right. Either way, it's disturbing. I mean, it openly admits that the business that you have stock in openly promotes in one way or another genocide through other companies and other shareholdings. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Nikki in Ohio. Nikki, you're on the line. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi there. I don't know if you remember me calling you not too long ago. It was about a month ago. I was discussing the importance of not getting shots. And
okay.
I just had my daughter on the 10th. And the funny thing about this whole situation is I had her at a hospital, which I was really against. I wanted a home birth, but I did at the hospital, and I walked out of there signing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I did that is because I did a little bit of research on sovereignty, remaining a sovereign citizen in America. How important do you think that is, and what's your take on that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that discuss admiralty law or common law and commercial law and, you know, the state's definition of you is your name in all caps and your social security card. And there are certain processes where you can, I think it's write out memos to certain government agencies. I forget, notaries, I believe, where you state, you know, your independence, your own sovereignty, your individuality. And if they don't respond within a certain amount of time, then, you know, you're able to do it. To me, it seems awfully tough to do. And that's not me trying to discourage other people from doing it. If it helps you, if it helps you keep your children safe, I'm all for it. But at the same time, for instance, a lot of these people refuse to get a driver's license. They go around that situation. They feel like they don't need to be given the permission or privilege to drive because it isn't a privilege. They write these memos. They have them sent back through notaries. And, again, it's through common law and admiralty law. I just don't know how practical it is for a populist. But hey, if it works for you, I encourage it. I thank you for the call, Nikki. I got to jump. I've got like five other callers on the line. Let's go to Rain in New York. Rain, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. I have a website, or should I say on MySpace, I have a page going for to basically reveal, you know, all the discrepancies in the 9/11 story.
Okay.
And I've noticed that a lot of people that write in and have a problem on my page. Their biggest problem seems to be that they say that I'm basically like clinging onto a conspiracy. And I don't know if, I'm sure you've read 1984. I don't know if a lot of the audience has read 1984, but if they've ever heard of something called doublethink, I've noticed that the minute I point out to people that the official story is actually a conspiracy theory, if I remind them of that, then a lot of times it just like cuts them off into complete silence.
No, they don't understand that a conspiracy just involves more than one person in a goal or objective, and that either way it's an actual conspiracy. The only theory out there is that if you believe the government, you're out of your mind. And I thank you for the call. Listen, the way I combat that is with the evidence. I say, okay, well, let's just take a step back. Let's go back to the official versions, because there's no real official version. The media has told us so many lies. It's lie on top of lie on top of congressional investigation lie, on top of FBI lie, on top of CIA lie, on top of 9/11 commission lie, on top of books by 9/11 commissioners lies after the fact. We actually had one of the 9/11 commissioners just leave. Max Cleland's like, hey, it's in my movie Fabled Enemies. He blatantly says the entire commission is a scam, that they're not allowed to see all the documents, that they've already made up their mind. It came out that Zelikow basically wrote the whole commission report before the first day of hearings. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. We had another one of the commissioners come out and write a book, I believe it was Philip Shannon, admitting yet again that NORAD did nothing but lie on the stand. Of course, who was it? It was Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton who wrote the book Without Precedent, where they said the same thing. They said NORAD, what NORAD told us was just so far from the truth, we actually considered indictments. Really? No kidding. Think it might be a little bit more important to, you know, have those indictments and find out what really went on. And I'm not clinging on to anything. I wish that this wasn't real. Do you really think that I take any kind of solace in the fact that people within my own government were involved in the murder of 3,000 plus U.S. citizens? That's a great segue into this article. And then we'll go to Mark, Mike, and more. And we got somebody actually. You know what? We'll go to one more caller because we got Solomon in Brazil. And it's probably costing a pretty penny. So let's go to Solomon. We'll get into this FEMA story. Solomon, you're on the line.
Thank you very much, Brother Burma. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it.
With such a short notice. I'm very thankful because probably people over there still don't know that the calls that are coming from overseas, unless they are coming from some military base or someone who has a very free access, are paid by the caller, and the call is pretty expensive. And we really want to express you or commitment to your effort, and how much do we appreciate the words and the work that you are doing, and that's the only way to really contribute to your cause.
Well, thank
giving,
you.
Giving you our words and probably some of your reflections. Long time that I really want to talk to you and to your distinguished audience, and I have three things that I want to make, and I want to make it very fast. First of all, when you were talking, you remember about the ATM driver that was attacked, assaulted by the police officer. I want to make this comment. I remember there was Malcolm X who said, the chicken come home to roost. And that is what really happened with those police officers. We have seen those kind of things happening in Iraq before, in Fallujah, Mosul, etc. We learned that the Israelis were doing the same thing in Gaza and Jenin, killing people, attacking ambulances, but we didn't care. We didn't care at all. And then now it's happening to us. Everything that is happening in daily life in the United States of America, in my beloved country, have been tested before in third world countries. Mm-hmm. And it worked perfectly. Now they apply it over there, but we didn't care a bit in the past what happened in other countries. I'll have one example of what is going to happen in FEMA in the future. If you can pick up and get back the video from YouTube, probably from this minor who was murder at the boot camp in Florida in January 5, 2006. The name Martin Lee Anderson. He was killed by boot camp guards in daylight, in broad view of everyone, and they got away with that. They got away with murder.
Well, you know what? These guys get away with even more than murder, especially when it's overseas. I mean, sometimes it happens here, but like you said, you know, it's out of control when the police are pulling over ambulances, attacking EMT workers, tasing, you know, 72-year-old women. But let's just look at what we've done overseas. Just like you said, you know, a lot of these things are tested in war zones and third world countries first, and then they come into first world nations and they make them second world nations and then eventually really third world nations. I gotta jump just because I gotta go over this FEMA thing. But I agree with you 110%. You look at what's happened in Iraq. Openly, there are photographs and videos of people in Abu Ghraib raping children in front of their parents to try to get information from them. Cy Hirsch, 2004, never been debated. People came off the House and Senate floors who saw what went down on the videos and frankly said they hope this never comes out because it is just so appalling and disgusting and a black eye for America. They don't think the public can handle it. Well, the public, quite frankly, can't handle it because they're too busy sucking their thumbs and getting the new iPhone 3GS. Unfortunately, they are not paying attention to the fact that a whistleblower who was at ground zero on the day of 9/11 got a call after the first plane strike. Let me repeat that. Got a call after the first plane strike when they said it was still an accident. And they told him to get down to New York City right away. You know, he said right away, alarm bells should have went off, and I thought it was curious at the time, but as soon as the event really started to take shape, you just forget everything. But he got a call after the first one to come document everything. Now he gets down there, what does he see? Oh, he sees all sorts of physical anomalies. He records all sorts of physical anomalies. He realizes that a lot of the documentation and secret underground facilities had been emptied out prior to the attacks. What do you know? How about that? He mentioned seven in here. He talks about the architects and engineers. He has videotape that he's trying to get out. Oh, by the way, he's been in exile in Argentina since 2003, and he was an official FEMA employee. And he was discussing, I mean, we're going to read you some of the article on the other side. But he admits, you know, he had discussions with other people that worked with FEMA that realized, you know, right away there were a lot of anomalies and a lot of these things were very disturbing and they didn't add up. And we got to get this guy on. His name is Kurt Sonnenfeld. Apparently his wife committed suicide while he was down in Argentina. And even though the prosecutors knew he was 100% not guilty, he had been exonerated of the crimes, the United States still tried to extradite him. And his neighbors later said he wasn't planning on staying in Argentina. He thought it was just going to be for a trip. And what happens? All of a sudden, his house is being surveilled. It's being broken into. He stayed at a friend's house. Their house was broken into. Just a nightmarish story. He's got 29 tapes. He spent 1 month there from day one to day 31. This is a huge story. We need this videotape. I'll go through all 29 tapes, all 29 hours. It needs to be done. We'll be back after this, taking your calls and blitzing through the news. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you.
Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There's a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live. Let me just read you some of the excerpts on this right here. As official videographer for the U.S. government, Kurt Sonnenfeld was detailed to Ground Zero on September 11, 2001, where he spent 1 month filming 29 tapes. What I saw at certain moments and in certain places is very disturbing. He never handed them over to the authorities and has been persecuted ever since. Kurt Sonnenfeld lives in exile in Argentina, where he wrote El Perseguido, The Persecuted. His recently published book tells the story of his unending nightmare and drives another nail in the coffin of the government's official account of 9/11 events. Below is an exclusive interview with Voltaire Net. All right, so let's just go through some of the things that this guy has as credentials. Kurt Sonnenfeld graduated from the University of Colorado with studies in international affairs and economics, as well as in literature and philosophy. He worked for the United States government as an official videographer and served as the director's broadcast operations for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So yet another FEMA whistleblower, this one a voluntary one, because remember, you know, I talk about FEMA officials discussing the molten metal at Ground Zero, and then the debunkers just say it never existed. They just say that they were mistaken, oh, that must be aluminum from the plane, the video doesn't exist of Ken Holden talking about molten metal from Building 6, even though I have the video, I didn't imagine it or manifest it, it's in Loose Change Final Cut. I mean, give me a break. And then I say, well, you know, one of the heads of FEMA actually said that they had degree temperatures of 2,700 at the scene of the World Trade Center. And then I'm told that that doesn't exist. Some little punk puts up a quote-unquote debunking video. I see it months later. I kind of chuckle to myself because I didn't include it in any of my films. I thought about including it in Fabled Enemies, but I thought to myself, you know what? Let's just stay away from controlled demolition. There's just so much else out there. We've done those films. So it just kind of sat in my computer for a while, and I found the scan, and I put the scan, and sure enough, the head of FEMA in New York, Peter Bakersky, makes the comment that there is a cremation effect at the World Trade Center. Why? Why a cremation effect? Gee, I wonder why. Oh, 2,700 degree temperatures. Burmese 1, debunkers 0. It's almost like that every time. It's really Burmese, you know, 178,126. Debunkers maybe two times have made a point about somebody in a bunny suit or something like that. Good for you. Oh, I'm so glad you're so honest with yourself while you viciously attack those who seek the truth. And then won't mention the Peter Bakersky comment. See, it doesn't exist to them. And that the kid actually said that I made up the article. I typed it up, I scanned it in, I faked the whole thing. You can see the print of the other side of the newspaper on the article. And then if you type in keywords, like a sentence string on it, it was republished throughout the country. It was just something that wasn't very known by the majority of the 9/11 truth movement. Because there are literally so many things out there, no one person can go through them all. Now, those are the facts. All right, let's take a call before we go to break, and then we're going to continue to take calls on the other side. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're online.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Oh, Jason, you know, I just wanted to mention to you that I think that at this late point in time, you know, at this late stage of the enemy's success here, that it's really important and necessary to consult with and elicit the opinions and suggestions of members of the truth movement who have and or do specialize in the science of publicity.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side, Mark. Let's talk about how we can be more effective to reach the public. Remember, we're not here to preach to the choir. We got to bring more people in. And sure, we've doubled our audience in a year, but that's not much. We need to triple it in a month. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours.
The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Oh, we need better wipes. We are back. Top of the second hour. It's the Info Warrior. Remember, I've got a little blog over at theinfowarrior.com. If you miss any of the programs, we got a nice little flash player, archives it all. You can listen for 24 hours on demand. And of course, we have the podcast also in the upper right hand corner. And we're talking to Mark in Oregon about publicity, how we can use the members in the truth movement that are maybe a part of advertising or they know about public relations to really get motivated and help those that are more apt to activism, to handing out DVDs, to holding screenings of this information. So go ahead, Mark. What do you think some of those ways are? I mean, obviously we have the social networking sites and they've worked to a limited extent. And we have truthaction.org. We have wearechange.org. And we have a ton of great people out there. But how can we get more momentum in your opinion?
Jason, you know, Alex really has publicized the facts and the truth of the InfoWar, all the true conspiracies through the very viable publicity medium of videos or would even say movies.
Mm-hmm.
And movies have a tremendous amount of publicity because they break upon the public as a fresh entity.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally unique in the way they're made relative to who made them. And each one is different, and each one tends to have a very great impact because it falls into the area of entertainment. Now, to very possibly take the high esteem that the world's people hold for the recognized leader of the InfoWar,
mm-hmm.
and to join Alex's admiration by the world's people to the facts and truth which he has brought to them, and through the means of pervasive and global publicity, finding the proper vehicles, one of which could be a movie, to deal a devastating blow to the enemy this way, because I see it really as a next level and probably the next level. It's as if everything has been set up to go into that level. It just really hasn't been done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a globally released feature movie film, which projects the facts and the truth of the InfoWar to the world's people on a simultaneous basis all at the same time, would create tremendous power of attention.
But it
if
would.
If it's not a movie, then that is the strategy, is to create that tremendous power of attention, which publicity really is the science of, is creating that attention.
Well, I would say this, Mark, you know, that we try to achieve that with almost every release that we do, and to the, some extent the Obama deception was able to do that. And for, you know, my plans with Invisible Empire, I'm hoping that we're going to release the full version off the bat through Change the Channel so people can get it in high quality, you know, right off the bat in full so they don't have to go part to part to part, number one. Number two, we're going to release it hopefully on a date. I'm really shooting for this December 24th release date, and we're talking to video editors right now, trying to get them in here this week. You know, I got big announcements about the film on Friday. And although I won't be able to get it into all languages, I am praying to God that number one, it's good enough at the end. And number one, we distribute it well enough that it is the number one movie on Christmas Day and holds strong throughout the new year so that people around the globe can translate it, can repost it, with the subtitles necessary, with their voiceover instead, and possibly have that impact. Because really, we do have a limited time period right now before they completely try to shut down the web through the Cybersecurity Act. And now the Cyber Command Center. That's a great segue into the next segment. I thank you for the call. But yes, the Pentagon has okayed the Cyber Command Center. We knew this when Obama announced it, and the old cybersecurity guy decided to go by the wayside and say, hey, it looks like they're going to spy on everybody. This is really dangerous. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, we all gonna die. Well, I hope not. You know, I really hope that we can combat all this. Nobody really has to go by the way of the dirt nap. I'm not down with that. You know, I was talking to my landlord today. Today was big rent day. I always love signing over that big check or handing over that stack of cash. Oh, God. Anyway, and he's talking to me, and he's like, so what are you up to? And I was telling him about my new film, and he had watched, I gave him Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, The Obama Deception, kind of blew him away. As it does most people who are kind of stuck in that left-right paradigm. He kind of still is. Seems like a really nice guy. His kid is enlisting into the military, the whole nine. And I started telling him just some of the details of this new film. And boy, he was just turning blue in the face. He's like, aren't you afraid of getting killed? And I'm like, well, man, And just know if you ever come over and I'm hanging around, I didn't do it. I'm not planning on killing myself. And, you know, get at my family so they can take care of the dogs and let people know that I wasn't one to commit suicide or be depressed. That's right. Let me go on record. You're never going to find me David Carradine style. I promise you that. And if you do, if they do, you know, it'll probably be with like two dead Malaysian boys next to me and like a, you know, a three-legged horse and a goat with no horns. Who knows what kind of ridiculousness they'll find next to my body. But just know it ain't true, folks. Please. No, it ain't true. Say it ain't so. It ain't Jason Burmes. All right, where was I on the other side of the break? Pentagon approves creation of Cyber Command. Now, I think Cyber Command is going to be outside. It'll probably be regulated by the Cybersecurity Center, or what is it? I forget what they're calling it, but it's basically yet another one of these government oversight agencies where they're going to have a cybersecurity czar. The Pentagon will create a Cyber Command to oversee the U.S. military efforts to protect its computer networks and operations in cyberspace, under an order signed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Yes, Mr. Iran-Contra himself. That's right, Robert Gates, also part of the continuity of government black ops programs to deal drugs in this country. Not a secret, on the public record. On the public record. You know, I talked to Ray McGovern about Robert Gates when he was first being appointed. If you want to go check out The Fabled Enemies, we got the whole unedited interview with Mr. McGovern right in there. I'm sure it's also on the web. Don't take my word for it. Why don't you talk about, you know, the 26-year CIA veteran? Actually, when McGovern was on the program, I believe it was the Alex Jones show while I was sitting in, someone called in about the Bohemian Grove, and they were kind of irked at Ray McGovern for not talking about this aspect and saying, oh, he's still CIA, he's disinfo. And he just said, look, man, you know, I'm one of those guys that was an analyst in the CIA. I wasn't in the upper echelons of power. I worked with those who did. You know, I don't know, you know, what goes on at the Bohemian Grove, but I can tell you that Robert Gates went there. So Robert Gates, yet another member of the old Boho Club. That's right. In fact, We're 3 weeks away from the greatest male party on earth, according to Woodrow Wilson, and the G-deed most effiest thing that Richard Nixon's ever been a part of. That's right. So let's see. The new headquarters, likely to be based in Fort Meade, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C., will be responsible for defending U.S. military systems, but not other U.S. government or private networks. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman said, so this looks like it is the Skynet force, by the way. Or something similar, and I'm going to get into drones later, too, because, you know, almost every day now, we're seeing yet another drone attack killing a multitude of people. And we're not talking about it, and we're not talking about the moral implications of it. We're not going to be talking about it till it's too late, till it's going on in this country, till you and yours are victims of drone attacks. And this is what they're doing. They're softening up the world populace. I mean, they talk about an invisible enemy. You don't see these drones. You don't know there's a missile coming. You don't even know that there's a military surveillance taking place in the vicinity at the time. A U.S. drone killed at least 45 Pakistani Taliban militants on Tuesday. Yeah, right. Give me, oh, we killed 45 Taliban Pakistani militants. By the way, other news agencies are reporting as high as 60 people on Tuesday when it struck after a funeral of an insurgent commander killed earlier in the day. Pakistani intelligence officials said. You know what that sounds a lot like? It sounds a lot like that Eagle Eye movie, and that's how it starts. They're supposedly all going to a funeral, and they blow up all these innocent people. And then, you know, they were supposed to be Al-Qaeda militants. They weren't. And the supercomputer that they put in charge starts this coup d'etat against its own government. It's actually a pretty interesting movie, and I think it was produced by Spielberg, but totally goes through the Big Brother state and really talks about drones. I mean, that doesn't talk about them, shows them. All right, let's take some more callers. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard Alex say twice recently that 80% of all males are sterile, either in the world or in America here, and I couldn't find any references to that at all on the internet.
He said 80% of males in this country are sterile at this point. I don't think he said that. I gotta let you go just because that's the second time you beeped in with your keypad. I don't know if your chin's, you know, got some man hair on your beard and you can't stop doing it. I don't think I've ever heard Alex Jones say that 80% of guys are sterile in the world. I think that you must be misconstruing that from a certain, you know, population that he's talking about specifically. I'll talk to him about it. I'll see where you might have got that reference, and maybe we can talk about it tomorrow, Mike. Let's go to Israel in New Jersey. Israel, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jason. Alex, a couple of years back, had a gentleman that was talking about the Comprehensive Financial Annual Report.
The CAFRs, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, or CAFRs. These are the real books. This is where the cream goes. This is where you find out how much the state is actually making when they're having their toll booths and their pay roads. And, of course, you know, prosecuting people, they see how much it actually makes, and then the majority of that money is given to corporate welfare for private industry within the state to invest in, just given away to all these companies carte blanche, and then they give you a certain basically budget, which is a lie based on a different number, and most people think that that budget is all the money. They've really hidden a lot of the money in the CAFR reports after Alex started exposing it in the late 90s, but the example I always like to make was, you know, in 99, according to the CAFR, Manhattan alone had, and this is in 99, had a $1.3 trillion surplus. It's amazing. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, yes. My question is, that gentleman got in trouble with pertaining to his child. Where is he now? I'm just curious.
You know, I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure that if you go and check out Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed on Google Video, that gentleman is a part of that video. Find out his name, Google it, Google something within the last 6 months, do, you know, an advanced search, and it should give you all the information that you need. All right, sir?
All right, thanks a lot, Jason.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line. Yes.
Well, actually, Jason, any county in America, if you just type in your county and then type in CAFR,
mm-hmm.
you'll get a comprehensive annual financial report from your county.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Just type in anyone.
Have you been any keeping up on them? I mean, do you
I've been tracking my county, and it's incredible. And I'll give you a little tip to all you people out there that actually do this. It'll say numbered in thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And all that means is whatever the number they give you is, you just type in three extra zeros, and that's how you figure out what the number is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 139,000, you put an extra three zeros, it's actually 139 million.
Wow. So, you know, they openly, well, they try to trick people, but they are open about the fact that they are making a lot more money than what you see in the budget, eh?
It'll say numbered in thousands. That's what it says.
Okay.
But going to what my call is here, you know, we were talking about the generation coming in America, and I actually have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. They're two boys,
mm-hmm.
and I just spent a really intimate few days with my two boys, and I will say that I would definitely consider them greater stakes in my life than probably the New World Order considers their whole New World Order in their life. I mean, I love my two kids that have never been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They've only eaten organic food. They know how to defend themselves. They're extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. And I just love my two kids, man. And you know what? All you people out there, man, we're fighting for the future of this world.
And Eric, let me say this. It sounds like you're having victories on a daily basis, and that those are the personal victories I like to talk about. Just you spending time with your children, you know, and being a father and taking every day for what it's worth, still celebrating the freedoms we have, traveling throughout the country. You know, who knows what you did, whether you took them to the park, maybe played catch with them, watched a movie, you know, even sat down and played video games. Spending time with your children every day and, you know, really taking part in your family and doing the right thing. There's another victory against the New World Order, in my opinion, because you're training the next generation to actually give a damn about humanity.
Mm, absolutely. Let's talk about a real victory with us, though, man. You were talking about that kid that you saw last year at the 9/11 rally
in New York City.
Mm-hmm. You said Peter Barkowski.
Baker Sky. Yeah, Baker Sky.
Yeah, the FEMA guy. Now, this kid is putting out all these videos saying that you have no proof and this FEMA thing doesn't exist. Go through it, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, again, you know, and I thank you for the call, Eric. Just to wrap it up on people, this guy, you know, is sitting there grilling me for like 25 minutes. I'm owning him on every single point. In the middle of it, I take a phone call from one of my friends because I'm going to have lunch with him. I see the guy, you know, I went to high school with the guy. I see him maybe once or twice a year at a wedding. I take that opportunity, and he plays the part where he think he's got me, where I make the statement that it was published that ahead of FEMA had recorded temperatures of 2,700 degrees. Now, I said it was last week, but in fact, it was just less than a week after 9/11. And I had been going through so much stuff. I don't get everything perfect, but I do get the fact that there were 2,700 degree temperatures at the World Trade Center correct. And I published the article, and he doesn't retract his stupid little YouTube video and his little psychophant debunker buddies that, you know, want to give him a back rub or, way to go, buddy, you proved that 9/11 truther wrong, and they don't even want to call me a truther, that truther. He's a truther. They're murderers. They hate the blacks, and they hate the Jews, and that's what truthers do, and they're dangerous. They're working with Al-Qaeda. It's Johnny Nonsense. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of the Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switched blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. One life to live. One chance against tyranny, and that's how I look at it. You know, I don't know what happens after the last hurrah. You know, I'm not saying that there's not an eternal soul. I'm not saying there's not a creator out there. I'm not saying there's not intelligent design everywhere. All I know is I've got this chance, this time on Earth, to make a difference. And so do you. Believe the hype. You have incredible power. You can stand up. You can have victories every day of your life if you choose to. Do you understand? You know, we're going to go to Black, Luke, Connor, Brad, and others in this segment if we can. Let's see how many we can get through. A lot of great callers. But I want to point this out. You know, I talk about this international intelligence organization time and time again. I talk about proxy nations. I talk about false flag funding. I talk about infiltration into other intelligence networks and creations of. This one out of Press TV, Mossad Taliban whistleblower killed in Pakistan. Oh, do you mean the Mossad is involved with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? I can't imagine it. A tribal leader who earlier defected from Pakistani Taliban chief Batula Masrud and revealed the militant's group ties with the U.S. and Israel has been shot dead. We've been telling you that the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda are an international intelligence creation. We've been explaining to you that we went in there prior to 9/11. We gave the Taliban $40 million in farmers aid. We said to them, hey, we can build this pipeline with your help. You can be showered with a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And they wanted to hold out. They wanted to be tough guys. You know, they probably held out, you know, at the behest of their buddy, Osama bin Laden, and they didn't understand. No, wait, this guy is a CIA asset. He's setting us up. Because bin Laden spends the night of September 10th or 11th, I forget which one, in a Pakistani ISI hospital surrounded by the military. You'll see that in Invisible Empire. I promise you that. What do you know? Oh, it doesn't exist. Bin Laden was the enemy. Yeah, right. The assassination of Khalil Zanadun comes days after he revealed that their comrade was pursuing a U.S.-Israeli agenda across the violence-racked country. Remember, they have to make an excuse why Barack Obama is redistributing forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. Afghanistan has to have a resurgence of terror, an insurgency of injustice for us to do that. So they have to create it with their little intelligence agencies. Go read the entire article. It's up at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. We're going to get into Bill Clinton's little think tank that he's putting together. MySpace, David Fincher and Facebook. Israel defies U.S. With plan for 240 new homes in the Palestinian land. China and U.S. head for trade war. Congress and IMF's power grab. California collapsing. And much, much more. But let's go back to your calls. Black in Florida. Black, you're on the line.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
I appreciate the work you're doing and everything. That's good and good and stuff. But I also like to add to everybody out there, to all your listeners, for them to really understand the importance that the young is the key. Like, the young is really the key to all of this. That's why they're trying to block the young with all these electronic stuff and all this and that, to block their minds away from it. Because if you tell some of these kids about it, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it so much that when you tell them, it's like they get so scared that they don't want to believe it. So you have to tell them, like, it's all about them. It's their future. You feel me? Because if we don't stand up for this right now, because this is our time. There have been generations before us. This is our time right now to make our stand, like.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely 110% right. Who knows how much time we have left.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, brother. I mean, honestly, the technopoly has never been stronger. You know, back in the day when Hitler was coming through, he didn't really have the manpower to take over the world, let alone the tech. These are the days of the crude rockets. Okay, now we have drones that can take out 45 people like that. You're there 1 second, you're gone the next. It's over. And we've got robotics coming in all over the place. One of the stories we covered yesterday, just briefly, is now they're going to teach ethics to robotics. Meanwhile, they're going to have some punk kid who's 18 years old, straight out of the Xbox, hand him an Xbox controller. Here you go, son. Control this ripsaw. Go through. And he's going to be killing real people. Real people. It's not just a video screen anymore, folks. It's the real deal. And there's this new special on the History Channel. I'm trying to get a hold of it. It just aired. That goes through all these robotics, all this AI, how your house is virtually going to be a motion detection biometric spy center. Something out of 1984. You're going to be changing the channel in your mind because TV is going to be wired into your eye. And I've talked about the worldwide mind before, the brain chip. These are their open plans. They're the ones promoting it. I'm not making the television shows and the think tank paperwork on it. That's not me. That's somebody else. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Sponsored by Bud Light. Everything's corporatized. You know, there's a great documentary out there called The Corporation. May not agree with all of it, a little left-leaning, if you will, but it's got some great tidbits in a three-hour presentation. And one of those tidbits is gold and 9/11. And I always thought that was very interesting. Another one is Monsanto and them lying about the milk. And there's so much more in that documentary that is so valid, and just how they were able to patent life that wasn't human. And it just, the entire disgusting story of the corporation. You should go check that one out. That one's been around the mainstream media a little bit. It's been on some mainline television networks, so please support that movie as well. Bill Clinton's summit evolves amid financial crisis. See, Bill Clinton is getting older. He's trying to stay relevant. He's a think tanker. He wants to be remembered for just for more than a president. You know, who knows? Maybe this is the first president of the UN. I know he'd jump on it. He loves the power. Responding to global recession, former U.S. President Bill Clinton's philanthropic summit this year will focus on the ways for companies to profit. See, companies always have to profit. And how are they going to profit? Well, they're going to tackle poverty. Makeshift FEMA centers, they'll be profiting for those. They'll be sponsoring the mobile vaccination centers and vans for your children. I'm sure they can profit that way from poverty. Climate change, a carbon tax for you. Mm-hmm. Health and education together again for the very first time, laughably. And when they say health and education, it's makeshift vaccination centers in your kid's school so you can take three spot shots for the swine flu. They'll say, yeah, you know, this was so great this month. The other two mandatory shots are coming up as well. We'll do those in 3 weeks and then 6 weeks later. Line them up. I'm sure you can make billions if you get everybody to roll up their sleeve. Pay a little small fee. Weird. Meanwhile, we'll probably get them sick so the health industry makes even more. Bill Clinton, not a good person. And remember, a lot of these meetings are openly now about overpopulation and eugenics. The last one with Bloomberg and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. Let's not forget Davy Rockefeller, still hanging tall and tough, still out there as the top capo for the New World Order. There's a guy that's more than a policymaker. There's a mover and shaker. There's a guy that's willing to back an agenda publicly. David Rockefeller, no remorse. All right, let's go to some calls. Luke in, I think it's Iowa. Luke, you're online.
Hey, Jason, I was just kind of wondering, you know, how long are we going to go with the soft option? How long do you think we have?
Well, what do you think the hard option is? Because let's be honest, the hard option of us taking arms and executing our Second Amendment right, you're just going to get droned down, buddy. I hate to tell people out there, and I'm not saying that there isn't a time to arm yourself and say no. I'm going to tell you right now, if they come to my door and they say you're taking the shot or you're going to a camp, that's probably the time to go to the hard option. But if you're thinking that we're going to get into some level where we're going to get...
That's when they've got you divided, man.
Let me explain how they got you when you're together and you're organized. Let's say you're lucky enough to get 200 people together. You're droned before you even know it. Did you not hear the article I read today and I read every 2 days, we're talking about these drone attacks? U.S. drone strike kills 45 in Pakistan. Now, do you think that those 40, and by the way, it's 60 in the UK press. Now, do you think those 60 people had any idea that they were about to be evaporated from the earth? Do you think they had any warning before? I mean, literally, snap of the fingers. They didn't see
Absolutely.
The drone that they didn't see the drone that was 30,000 feet in the sky. And you don't think that they're going to give more international power to the UN and NATO forces and they don't have this same drone technology. And if they declare martial law in this country, that's not what they're going to do. They're going to have insurrections reported on by local military snitches and their Stasi 4th Youth Center thugs that think that they're doing the right thing.
Sure.
Their Boy Scout Explorer program. There will be very little hand-to-hand Civil War combat. That's why I'm warning against this technopoly. Because if it isn't a U.S. drone, it's going to be ripsaws in the street and big dogs firing off there. That's the problem. You're never, let me explain this something to you, sir. We're never going to own the XM-25. You know what the XM-25 is? Have you heard about this one yet?
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, the XM-25 is going to be used by stealthy elite military forces. And for people that don't know what the XM-25 is, it comes in different fashions. But the handheld one is a 25 caliber weapon where every single bullet has a microchip in it that can fire around things because it has a GPS in it. So in other words, it doesn't even have a straight shot to the baby maker. If it needs to go around something, it can. It fires through walls. And then within 3 meters of its set target through its scope, and by the way, it looks exactly like the soldier does. It's done up in full camo. It explodes like a grenade launcher. Can you imagine up against that? I'm serious, man. Literally talk about a
sniper. I know you're serious, but that's never going to go away.
I'm not saying it's never going to go away, but there is a way that the public can get checks and balances on the system so it doesn't get out of hand. so that it's not used in a civil war scenario, so that soldiers don't have access to that, so that somebody isn't willing to, you know, mount the Xbox controller and go on a drone happy killing spree. You know what? There's a lot of people out there that disagree with me. First of all, I hope it never comes to that hard force option. But if it does,
no, they are going to make it that way. I've been listening to this kind of talk radio for 15 years, man. Mm-hmm. 15 mm-hmm. years, and I've not seen any change. The only change I've seen is them getting closer and closer to their world government.
Well, they have all
that
the
is
money.
All I've seen.
Well, incrementally,
they are always going to have all the money.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to keep going, man.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm with you, and I thank you for the call, but if it ever comes to that hard option that you're talking about, and it may one day, get ready for the mass roundups, get ready for the executions, and get ready for the FEMA camps to have just nightmare scenarios. Nightmare scenarios. So maybe it is something that I'm very uncomfortable with, you know, to talk about, to openly discuss. But again, our technology, the people's technology, well, we got some automatic weapons in some cases. Whoop-de-doo. A few of them might have some rocket launchers and grenade launchers. Nothing. We don't have tanks. We don't have UAVs. We don't got big dogs. I don't got the XM-25. You know, we don't have the Star Wars program that was openly talked about in the 80s. Forget about drones. Who knows what kind of satellite tech they have? Their surveillance is unprecedented at this point. They're not all powerful. They're not that apex at the top of the pyramid that they'd like to be, the lords that they believe they are. But they're pretty damn close. All right, let's go to Connor in New Jersey. Connor, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
I don't think you know about this. It's not that big a deal, but I just wanted to prove that they are going public with the whole New World Order thing.
Okay.
A new game for the Xbox. It's called Overlord 2.
Okay.
An achievement listed in the game titled New World Order. Its picture is actually the all-seeing eye, the pyramid with an eye in it. And to earn the achievement is to enslave everyone.
Really? And what's the basis of the game? Is it like a war type, like Risk type game, or what is it?
The whole goal of the game is to take over everything.
Okay. And what kind of like style are we talking about? First person, third person?
Third person.
It's like a third person game. Now, is it a strategy game, or is it more something like Kill Switch or?
It's a more strategy than anything else.
And who's the company that makes it? Is it Microsoft by chance?
No, actually it's not. That's what I thought at first, but actually it's not. It's Triumph Studios.
Triumph Studios. Well, it's something to keep an eye on, and if you can do a short YouTube video about it, we'd love you to send it to writers@Infowars.com and articles@Infowars.com. Write a little blurb about what we're about to see. And it's just more predictive programming for the youth and their little coming out party. Look, there is a new world order. I mean, we're living in it right now, and as that caller just said, it just progresses day by day by day, and I'm trying to kill it. You know, I'm not just trying to slow it down, but we have to take every win we can, and we have to be real about what our goals and achievements can be. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Brad in Arizona. Brad, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, wanted to touch on two things. The previous caller's discussion on the soft option.
Yes.
And I think it's a good question, and I think obviously doing the hard option is I agree with you. I think that the hard option isn't something that's viable until last resort.
Exactly. Let's say this. Let me say one more thing, and I'm going to let you talk. But honestly, Jones is correct when he says ideas are the things that are bulletproof. You know, they use that in V and everything else, but it's true. Ideas and mass movements of the mind are the ones that are bulletproof, and they know that. And that's why in their beginning stages, before they go to their hard options of war and whatnot, they run mass psyops programs on people, mass mind control. Go ahead.
Crazy. Well, I think you guys are doing what we need to do, and that's get the truth out there, expose all this. I think that's our greatest weapon, is the truth.
I agree. I agree. Cause you don't, I just don't believe that they're ever going to let it get to the level in this country of like a republic where people are outside of the government buildings rioting and there's actual revolution in this country. If they ever went to that hard option and they were able to get outside of DC and, you know, the halls of Congress or the Supreme Court building or any of that stuff, the Capitol, let me tell you what they do. They go right to the continuity of government program. They get in their little doomsday planes and they start running ops against the people. They don't crumble. They don't crush. And they would actually like at some point for this democratic government to become completely destabilized so they can further their goal of world government. And they would love to combine with Canada and Mexico. You know, that's why we have all these other soft, you know, think tanks and organizations like the Securities and Prosperities Partnership. You know, and that's why the Trans-Texas Corridor lives to this day under a different name and a different contract. You see what I'm saying? So it only helps them. You go to that hard option, I'll guarantee you the acceleration is 10 times as quick for their quote-unquote New World Order. Go ahead.
And Jason, I wanted to also touch on a couple weeks ago you brought up the topic of Project Natal.
Yes.
And I wanted to augment that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this camera that's in everybody's living room, and I think something that's being overlooked in that discussion is that we have, like, let's say, for example, Apple, all their laptops and all their computers have webcams built in on them. A lot of the laptops, you know, it's the same issue.
No, it's not the same issue, and let me tell you why. It could be the same issue, and I said this to people, you know, I'm one of those guys that does put tape over the little camera. I have tape over all my little cameras, and I did mention that because I covered Natal probably for a week straight. Not only Natal, but the game. So there were a couple times I would talk about the laptops. Here's the difference. The Xbox One is mostly a higher definition cam. It's not one of these 1.3 megapixel cams that is standard in most laptops now. Now they're maybe up to 2 megapixels, but they're not much higher than that. I'm assuming that this thing is at least a 5 megapixel camera. Secondly, this thing has internal software that has facial recognition, and the audio soundboard has voice recognition. That's not in every laptop computer. Now, that's not to say if they don't want to capture things, they can't run it through third-party software and do the same exact thing. What I'm saying is that this is real-time motion detection, biometrics in your home at all times. Okay? At all times. And people are not going to just pull out the internet cable. People are not going to be hip to the fact that even if you pull out the internet cable, they could record you, get the data on there through your voice. You know, if you cover up the camera, this thing is the highest level of spy device in your home at this point, and millions of people will get it for Christmas. And that's what's really scary to me. This is on another level than a laptop, in my opinion.
And just one more point. I was watching today at press conference with Obama, and he's talking about, I think Alex did touch on this earlier, but he was talking about that, oh, there's no CIA over there doing psyops over there. When Bush and Cheney, just about 6 months ago, were commenting that they were out there. And now here Obama's commenting, oh, no, it's not the case.
Yeah, you know, it seems like Obama. More lies. You know, Obama will tell you one thing and does almost the exact opposite every single time. I challenge anybody out there to show me one thing that he said that he was going to do that was positive for the people. There's plenty of things that he said that he was going to do that's negative for the people that he followed through with. But that's overall positive for the people. That he went through. It's zero. It's nil. It's none. It's non-existent. I thank you for the call, Brad. Let's go to Guy in Texas. Guy, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, just a quick question. Just wanted to know your view on how the globalists, if they want to take over the world, how they would take over such countries as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, those Middle East countries that are there, Dubai, 6-7 countries, the UAE. How are they going to control these people that are sitting on top of pretty much the world with the oil and the natural gas resources? How are they going to?
Well, they've economically they've economically destabilized a lot of them just in the last 6 months. Dubai is now almost a ghost town, and all those people that had moved there and bought property are fleeing the country now because it's not just like civil court. They'll go to criminal jail if they can't pay their bills in that country. So ghost towns popping up everywhere in Dubai. That's not good for the United Arab Emirates. Number two, Saudi Arabia is really somebody that was willing to work with us in the past. They were our allies on so many levels. Most of the hijackers from 9/11 were funneled through visa departments in Saudi Arabia. So at some point, they think that they're our ally. You know what I mean? Prince Faisal, all these other guys. So they're not the biggest worry, but then they start, they're waking up a little bit because they realize they just got screwed over financially. However, it's a lot more difficult for them right now to stand up and say something because the U.S. has a massive military presence now in two of the largest nations outside of Saudi Arabia there, Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, if we're able to basically do what we're trying to do and destabilize Iran and put that under U.S. control and really international control, it's U.N. control, it's global governance control, it's New World Order control, well, then you have a huge chunk of the Middle East that is willing to go by the way of a Eurasian Union. They won't have a choice. In other words, Pakistan's already on board. The only objectors, I think, might be India. And they would like to softly bring Saudi Arabia into the fold without military conflict. And I think they're going to be able to do so by saying that, hey, you guys are going to be the apex of this Eurasian Union. You're going to be the example. So that's how I think that they're going to integrate Saudi Arabia into this quote-unquote New World Order. I think that they're already integrated in some sense. They got a little slap in the face lately with the economy and the shooting down of the gas prices. But if you believe, you know, people out there now are predicting that it could go up to $250 a barrel, and a lot of the propaganda suggests that they're going to do that, especially that Earth 2100, when they start showing gas prices leaping up to $5 and $6 again by 2012 and 2013. So I think
they're going to strangle the people with the money. Everything's going to have to do with the money. That's why they're taking it away from us. They don't want us to have money. That's why they tax us so much, tax us for no reason.
No, I agree.
They just don't want us to have money. Money, you can start a problem with these people. They don't want a problem.
It's really freedom, because the money is what enables us. Money is just a tool, just like anything else. And money enables us to have land, to eat healthily, to be educated.
And that's what they take away every time. The middle class gets a little higher. It's a problem. The middle class does a little better. The lower class do a little better. They shut the spigot off. Next thing you know, there's a recession. We can't do any better. Every time we start to get ahead with the money, they cut it off.
That's absolutely correct.
But you can't see patrols going around the Middle East countries. I mean, they're all.
I'll get to that on the other side. You know, what kind of patrols will we see through the Middle East? And I think there'll be soft level patrols, but we'll talk about it. It's the Info Warrior.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air
using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies.
You know, as far as Saudi Arabia and military patrols in that country, there will be United Nations control there eventually, or whatever global organization they decide to promote. I just don't think that we're going to see the kind of hype we saw around Afghanistan or Iraq or insurgencies. And I think in most cases, the Saudi Arabians are going to take care of their own business. They're already pro-New World Order. Don't you understand that? They're already part of this system. They've already ratted out and betrayed the majority of the Middle East. You know, speaking of the Middle East, I might as well get this story out of the way. We've got just a little over an hour left in this episode, if you will, of the Info Warrior. Israel defies U.S. plan, or U.S. with plan for 240 new homes in Palestinian land. And for them to say that they're defying the U.S. is kind of a joke, okay? This is an international intelligence op. The United States doesn't really give a damn about what happens on that Gaza Strip. They know full well, just like the world knows, that genocide is going on there on behalf of the Israelis, okay? Internal UN documents, and I don't like the United Nations, admits genocide is going on there. Israel's defense ministry has proposed legalizing 60 existing homes at a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank and building another 240 homes at the site, despite U.S. calls for a halt to settlement growth. Construction at the outpost known as the Water Reservoir Hill near the Talman settlement north of Ramallah would greatly damage the freedom of movement of Palestinian farmers in the area, according to BIMCOM, an Israeli planning rights group. Well, no kidding. I mean, you're just killing a bunch of people there. Give me a break. All right, let's jump through some callers. Guy in Texas. Guy, you're on the line. Yes, Guy. Oh, we just finished with Guy. My bad. Morgan in Maryland.
Hi, Jason. I hope you're doing well, and I thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, you know, we're talking about, you know, the painful scenarios of the hard powers and whatnot. And I heard Mr. Jones's great interview with the the shooting training
Frontsight. Yes.
And I was thinking maybe it would be great if you guys could get someone to train the public about civil disobedience.
Well, no, I agree. The problem is that civil disobedience is now extremism and terrorism, according to these, according to these lexicons
totally.
And these MIAC reports. And there's not much to teach, folks. Civil disobedience was our first discourse. They started to squash civil disobedience on a public level in 2003 when the anti-war movement really started to gear up against the invasion of Iraq. By 2004, when they were having the elections, it was commonplace to have something called free speech zone. Everywhere. It's kind of hard to civilly disobey when you're not even allowed in that area and you have to go to a free speech zone pen. I'm not saying it's non-existent, and in fact, I encourage it on a massive level. You know, that's why we have thousands of people come down to New York City on the anniversary of 9/11 to hand out DVDs. You know, if people want to be civilly disobedient there, that's how to do it. You know, that's the way to go. And if we could get, you know, 10,000, 100,000, 200,000 people in this country to sit outside of the White House until something was done, maybe we could get something done. But people don't have the stomach for it anymore, man. They don't understand what Gandhi was doing it. They don't get what Martin Luther King Jr. was about. They're buying into these City Year commercials that jumps on the backs of those heroes and then throws Mother Teresa in your face with a, yes, I am change. And then they have the little private commercials where the girl's like, you know, every time I take off my regular clothes and I put on my City Year jacket, it feels like I'm shedding my individual skin, you know, for a worldwide universal skin so we can build a new world. I mean, these are the words out of her mouth.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. But we'll take it. You know, we'll take it like we love the high fructose corn syrup cut with mercury just down in Coca-Cola's like there's no tomorrow. Texting people on our iPhones. You know, just totally oblivious to what's really going down. To what the real agenda is. To the fact we don't have a government formed by the people anymore. We got banksters in control and the Federal Reserve openly saying they're taking over everything. Back after this, it's the InfoWarrior, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution.
I want to remind people out there, the way that you support this operation is get the videos, the books, the DVDs, send out the podcast, tell people about the websites. And right now, you can get the newly released Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings. There it is right there. Reflections and Warnings, free of charge, with a purchase of Endgame and other great DVDs over at InfoWars.com right now. Get out there and be part of the change you want to see in the world. All right, let's go to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey, I don't know if you saw New York Times, Eric Lichtblau, he just put out an article. It says documents back Saudi link to extremists. And that just showed up in New York Times. Now they're editing it and saying that, you know, they don't see any direct links to 9/11, but it's a good read. It's got some good information in there. And then the ironic, the sad part is how they talk about the 7,000 victims, that are petitioning are being told by, you know, we're told that they couldn't pursue it because of sovereign immunity.
You're talking about the people that actually didn't take the hush money, that decided to try to go after the Saudi royal family and others. So a lot of people settled last summer for an undisclosed amount of money, and there were just a few holdouts. And then I think it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the administration sided with the Saudi royals and said that they couldn't be sued. So those that didn't take the settlement just got screwed over altogether. Look, we know that there was some Saudi funding on some level just by the admissions of Bob Graham in his own book, the 27 redacted pages in the congressional report. On top of that, if you watch Fabled Enemies, you have Robert Wright and John O'Neill, two FBI agents, alluding to that fact as well. However, it was also Pakistani ISI funding. It was also Israeli support on some level. And, of course, continuity of government, shadow government activity with their black ops programs. But I will check out that article, and I appreciate the information, Joe. You have a good night. All right, I want to hit up some news, and then we'll take some calls maybe on the other side. 866-582-9933. MySpace to cut two-thirds of global workforce. Now, we mentioned a story like this. They didn't say two-thirds. It said they were going to lay off 150 people. I guess now they're only going to have 150 people left. It's an international staff. Remember, MySpace bought up by News Corp. They got rid of some of the main players in it. I have a great clip. Again, I'm putting it in Invisible Empire, where MySpace admits that, you know, federal agents have fake profiles and they're using it to surveil you, the same as Facebook. MySpace, the social networking website owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, said on Tuesday it plans to cut about two-thirds of its international workforce and close at least four of its offices outside of the United States. This is the second or third most popular website in the world. Yeah, I'm sure they really need to fire people. No, they do need to clean house and make sure everybody is pledging their allegiance to the police state. I pledge allegiance to the lords of the police with batons who beat me. For taserings and macings in my face and unjust imprisonments through the internet and cybersecurity. So help me, MySpace gods. The proposed restructuring plan will reduce MySpace International staff to about 150 people from 450, the company said in a statement. The plan cuts come on top of MySpace's announcement last week that it was reducing its U.S. staff by about 30% to 1,000 people. Oh, see, that might be where I got that story. Saying its staff levels were bloated and it hurts its ability to be efficient and nimble. Roughly half of MySpace's total user base comes from outside the United States. Rival Facebook's worldwide user base is more than double that of MySpace, according to market research ComScore. Really? I like MySpace so much better than Facebook. I mean, I guess I've been getting some really good news tips over at Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior and MySpace.com/JasonBermas. But, you know, again, it's a dual-edged sword. You can use it to empower and enslave. A lot of the stories I'm reading you tonight were tips from listeners. You know, at the same time, if I'm reporting on every single thing I'm doing throughout my Facebook, that sure profiles me, doesn't it? You know, the person that writes their mood down 24/7, 365. I'm combing my hair. I'm eating an ice cream home. I'm going to Johnny's house later to play football. I don't know if that's necessary. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Day that we attack, attack, attack a fetal servitude. We attack.
All right, folks, we are back. We got Maria, Marv, and more on the line, 866-582-9933. We're going to go to them in just a moment. But we were talking a little bit of MySpace. Let's get into the Facebook. David Fincher in talks for Facebook pick. For those not aware of David Fincher's work, he is the genius who is behind such films as Fight Club. He didn't write it. Chuck Palahniuk did. Amazing novel. In my opinion, that's one of the few movies out there that's really on par with the book. Like, it is, it shows you and it makes you feel the same things, if not more, that were in the book. And the way this guy did this, I mean, he is just an amazing director, in my opinion. I may not like everything he did. The Game isn't that great. But he has done some really, he did Panic Room. And for a movie that takes place in one building for like the entire film, it is compelling. And David Fincher in talks for Facebook pick. David Fincher, the Oscar-nominated director of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Button was okay. Is in early talks to he did Seven, folks. How awesome was Seven? Logs on to an untitled movie and the founders of popular social networking site Facebook. If a deal can be worked out, Fincher could be behind the camera by the end of the year. Aaron Sorkin, The West Wing, is writing the Columbia Pictures project. Fincher came close to directing the period Elliot Ness serial killer movie Torso, but Paramount allowed the project's option to lapse. He still has the adaptation of the graphic novel Black Hole set up at the studio. Ah, so Black Hole may be one of the new things. Hey, Fincher's great. I would love to see his take on Facebook. I bet you it's a lot darker than you would be expecting. Let's go to one more news article, then we'll hit the phone lines. China and U.S. head for trade war. This one's out of The Guardian. Checking aluminum cans in Texas, China has put restrictions on exports of the aluminum ore bauxite as well as zinc and magnesium, photograph Gary Gladstone. Europe and the United States announced last night coordinated action against China for busting World Trade Organization rules by restricting exports of essential raw materials, raising fears of a damaging East-West trade war in depths of a global recession. And Tarpley's one of those guys that has come out and said, hey, the next conflict, the next worldwide conflict is a conflict in which Russia and China are the simultaneous enemies. And it, to me, that seems to be coming true more and more every day. If you want to read the whole article up at The Guardian right now. All right, let's go to Marv in Wisconsin. Marv, you're online.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, longtime follower of Alex and love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I do disagree with one thing, and Alex did make a statement one time if they declare martial law. He said them helicopters have to land, and I disagree with you. I think them drones have to land, too. They have to be refueled and rearmed, and human beings still have to do that.
Well, also, on some level, you're correct, but let me correct you. The blimps, the solar-powered blimps now can do... Jaron, you remember that story? What was it, 2 weeks easy in the air? At 30,000 feet, was it 2 weeks? Let me see. Yeah, I'm getting the head nod. It was at least 2 weeks. So, all right. Let's say there's some pocket insurgencies. Yeah, but they're in the air as the attacks goes. These are operational drones at 30,000 feet that don't have to be refueled by human beings for 2 week periods. Can insurgents stay alive for 2 weeks of drone attacks, my man? And there's always going to there's always going to be people willing. And that's the declassified stuff. Can you imagine the stuff that's classified out there? Go ahead. I'm going to let you make your point, man, because obviously you disagree on that. Hey, that's understandable. I may not be 100% right. I just don't want to see it come to that. And I really don't know what the odds of victory are if we take that route. Go ahead.
I understand that, but the Predator drones can only stay up a day or two.
That's true.
And they have to be refueled and rearmed by human beings. And if find out where that operator is, that drone don't work anymore either.
That's very true, but it's going to be tough to get to those operators if they're 150 feet underground at the Denver National Airport or some other secure location. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Maria in California. Maria, you're online.
Hey, Burmis. I have two things for you. A request for a guest. Could you get Joel Scollins or Scollins? He writes a book about World War III and how the globalists are going to take out the army.
Okay, well, check out, send me his info over in my Facebook or my MySpace, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, another thing is, I recently found out, at least for those people listening from California, that the second you fill out a USPS form, All the information goes out to your employers, to corporations, to your credit card holders, and the state that you do taxes with. So that incorporates corporate and government. I just found out about that when I changed my address recently. So.
Yeah, not a shocker. I mean, even today when I was in the DMV trying to get a Texas license, there were all sorts of hoops that I had to go through. And, you know, they are openly sharing our information. They have database systems. The problem is for them, they're not as integrated as they'd like them to be. So there are a lot of snafus. And that's why they're really setting up this cybersecurity command center in the Pentagon right now, and cybersecurity oversight and a coordinator and an office, so that everything can be integrated and homogenized into this smart grid where everything we do is track, trace, and database, not just on your cell phone and on your computer, but literally your entire life. That is the new system. Maria, I thank you for the call. Charles in California, you're on the line.
Yo, Jameis.
Yo.
Yeah, you mentioned the Denver airport. That thing's like a Nazi base right there for sure.
I mean, who knows what's underneath the ground, but there are all these little installations, and it is super creepy when you go inside. Lots of Masonic symbolism, lots of demonic symbolism. Well, not only the swastika, but let's talk about the murals on the wall with dead children and women, while Nazis in gas masks have swords killing doves in peace, and it all amalgamates after this large culling of the masses into what seems to be a very new world order where all ethnicities and all races get together under one guise. No, that is freedom. You know, it's only going to take 4 or 5 billion of us to die for the true freedom to emerge of this global consciousness, of this new world order. We should all be loving it. I mean, it's happening in California right now as California collapses.
You need some corn syrup, man. You definitely need.
You know what? It tastes so good. I think that what I need is to get one of those like beer helmets and just fill it up with high fructose corn syrup. Forget about Coke cans, forget about soda, just the straight up corn syrup, and I can latch it into my mouth. You know what? I like to talk a lot, so instead of just putting it into my mouth, maybe I'll just cut a hole, like very, very fashionable, a fashionable hole in the side of my cheek, so it can just constantly funnel down into my tongue, into my throat, and I can become more and more docile as tasty syrup drips down my mouth, and then I can continue doing the radio show and still be maintained of what they want me to be in 1984,
yeah,
this
dude,
docile
listen.
Zombie. Yo.
I mean, honestly, dude, like, I try not to be negative about this stuff, like, our chances and everything, but, like, forget about the drones and everything, the mercury and the fluoride and all that. I think that's, like, already, and just the total demoralization of America. Like, I don't know if you ever saw that, I forget what it's called, but it was an interview but that G. Edward Griffin made with an ex-KGB agent.
Okay. I don't think I have seen that one. No, but I'm getting G. Edward Griffin in the film Invisible Empire. We're going to be doing an interview with him next month, really, to talk about the roundtable groups and the false left-right paradigm.
Okay, well, this is an interview done in maybe like 1984, around there, 85. And this ex-KGB agent was talking about how, like, he was talking about the KGB process of, like, demoralizing a nation, and it takes, like, 15 years, because that's, like, the, you know, that's what it takes to get the whole generation, you know, re-educated and all that. And he said, and the problem with, he said it was already complete in America in 85, and that we were, like, in big trouble, and that the number one thing is informing each other. Like, that's what he was talking about. But anyways, he said the main tragedy of demoralization is, you could show them all the facts. You could show the person all the documents, everything. You could even forcibly take them to a Soviet concentration camp, and they still won't believe you until they get, like, the military boot, you know, and it hits them.
Well,
like,
no,
that's what he was saying.
Look, we've been dehumanized on an enormous level in this country and around the world, and often we sit there, and I think at some points we make it too late. I mean, let's bring the drones back into the equation. No one's talking about these drone deaths. Nobody. You know why? Because people in the United States aren't being killed by drones yet. So, again, it's that scenario. It's happening somewhere far away. It's never going to reach here. Oh, it's going to reach here. Those are the beta test
areas. One other thing is, we were talking about civil disobedience, so that's like terrorism. Isn't it funny how when they were doing that trill that Alex Jones covered in 99, Operation Urban Warrior, they were saying on the loudspeakers, civil disobedience will not be tolerated. Attention, 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 you know? That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Civil disobedience will not be tolerated.
Yeah, while they have a bunch of mock actors, and I thank you for the call behind barbed wire that they're just treating like total filth, trying to say that I have a constitution and bill of rights. No, you don't! Shut up! You have no constitution! Shut up, boy! Get behind the fence! Put your hands behind your back! Get into the FEMA camp! And civil disobedience won't be tolerated, and they'll roll right up on you, Nazi Germany style. I guarantee it. Someone's going to put a bullet in someone's head right in front of a group of people and say, hey, you want to be next? Oh, you don't? Get on the truck. Roll up your sleeve. Get ready for your internment camp. But, you know, people are just going to have to live through it. You're just going to have to live through it. Live through the nightmare. I don't want to live through a nightmare like that. I refuse to live through a nightmare like that. If it comes down to that, I'm going to go kicking and screaming. And we all need to. I mean, that's the time for the hard option, quite frankly. You know, everybody asks, when is the hard option? When is the hard? That's the time for the hard option. Before that's that time, I mean, you paint a target so broad on you and other people who support the Constitution, support the Bill of Rights, that the consequences just aren't worth it. And I mean, who are the targets of this, you know, hard system? Well, the targets have to be the soldiers that are trying to come down on you, in my opinion. We're going to go to Alan and others on the other side, 866-582-9933, back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Oh, those wacky board ops out there. California collapsing. Washington and Wall Street seem to be treating California as if it were a sideshow in the financial circus of these turbulent times. It's not. Remember, we had this woman call into the show about a month and a half ago saying that in the last 6 to 12 months, social services and those who were applying for their benefits had quadrupled. And that people who never thought they were going in for food stamps, Medicaid, or other social services were getting on the welfare. And welfare is at a all-time high. Worst unemployment in 64 years. Worst concentration of 90-day past due mortgages in the United States in Southern California. Massive downgrading continuing. And this is just going to give the excuse of the federalists to come right in and bulldoze neighborhoods. Now, let's not clothe the naked. Let's not feed the hungry. Let's not house the homeless. Let's bulldoze and get ready for mass FEMA camps, and that's just what they want. 866-582-9933. Alan in Indiana, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jason? It's good to talk to you. I'm a big fan of what you guys do, man.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason I'm calling, I'm a college student at one of the big schools in Indiana, state-sponsored school, and one of the classes I'm taking right now is actually required for all the students. It's called Technology and International Development. And one of the chapters I'm reading in this book, it's just killing me right now. It's called Building a Low Carbon Economy. And I give all of these facts, all of these scientific facts about how carbon emissions and greenhouse gases are causing global warming and what we have to do about it. And it's just amazing to me that all it is indoctrinating college students who seemingly can't think for themselves. And it just makes me sick. It's so hard to read through this stuff. And I actually
do you ever try to challenge your godlike teacher on the fact that there are like thousands of scientists out there that don't believe carbon dioxide is the cause of global warming? And, you know, right here, here's the article out of the Telegraph. There's a new book out there. Let's see. It's The Truth About Those Science Scare Stories. By a couple of leading scholars, and it tells you right here, the sun is behind global warming. CO2 levels have been much higher in past histories. The polar bears and penguins are not dying out. The Gulf Stream is not under threat. There is no evidence to suggest that the Arctic ice melting is pushing the Gulf Stream further south. That global warming might be good for us. Again, we might have better crops. Let's talk about that. I mean, most people really do think that polar bears, they see the polar bear jumping in the water, well, he must not be able to swim. He's jumping to his suicide. Oh, wait a minute. He can swim. So
he's really talking about the period a couple of thousand years ago where the climate was much warmer than it is now, and polar bears survived that just fine. You know, that's
very odd. I wonder what happened. Maybe they had a 2,000-year hibernation period or something we just don't know about. I mean, it's Johnny nonsense. When we were kids, and if you're in college now, you're probably a little bit younger than I was, but in the 80s, when global warming broke through the mainstream and all of a sudden we were talking about recycling and we were watching all these videos, it wasn't carbon dioxide that was the enemy. It was chlorofluorocarbons and the hairspray and those nasty pesky bottles in the ozone layer. Now the ozone layer almost never gets mentioned because they discovered the holes in the ozone layer aren't what they thought they were. It was total and complete hype, so they had to blame another demon. And the demon they decided to blame was CO2 because everybody's responsible for it. Nobody wants to mention that CO2 is necessary for plants to breathe. to breathe. They used to hype out, oh, the rainforest will be gone by 2012 if we don't stop. The rainforest is doing fine by my count. I think the rainforest is still there. I'm pretty sure there's trees all over the place. I know that I'm in Texas. I see trees everywhere. They haven't gone anywhere. Trees haven't gone by the wayside, folks. That hype is over with. So they're constantly changing it up, and it really is about a global taxation system, a carbon tax, and legitimizing international government and one world order style dictatorships under the guise of humanity and saving Mother Earth and their little Gaia worship. Johnny nonsense. I thank you for the call, Alan. We're going to go to Taylor in Texas and others on the other side, but I want to hit on this article out of the Wall Street Journal. Congress and the IMF's power grab. A sad spectacle played out in Washington this week as the House Democrats pushed through a $106 billion supplemental appropriations bill to fund our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan that also provides a whopping $108 billion in expanded credit to the International Monetary Fund. Don't be surprised when they tell you that these aren't dollars that they're taking, that they're special drawing rights units, the global system of currency now, SDR units. And the last bill that we told you about was $83 billion. And $83 billion, I think that had to be a month ago, at least, that we gave another $83 billion towards the war. And now we're pushing through another $106 billion. Oh yeah, Barack Obama's getting this out of the Middle East. I can't even say it with a straight face. It's so ludicrous. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Paul Hartman and J-Ron.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
kind of hard to kick off that little jam. Gotta love the Rage Against the Machine covering Bruce Springsteen. I've been talking tech. Plan to teach military robots the rules of war. I got this off of a link off of Facebook, but I think it's off of Weapons and Technology. Technology has always distanced the soldiers who use weapons from the people who get hit. Exactly. But robotics engineer Ron Arkin at the Georgia Institute of Technology Atlanta is working to imagine wars in which weapons make their own decisions about wielding lethal force. That's dangerous. You don't put the decision in the hands of an automated robot. I don't care what kind of ethics you think you're going to be able to teach it. He is particularly interested in how such machines might be programmed to act ethically, obeying the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement is that the people engaging the populace make the rules. They decide who gets bombed and who doesn't. Arkin has developed an ethical governor, which aims to ensure the robot attack aircraft behave ethically in combat, and is demonstrating the system in simulations based on recent campaigns by U.S. troops using real maps from the Middle East. Because the Middle East is the beta test for these drones. And then as far as that smart grid, that carbon tax that we talk about all the time is, energy bills to hit £4,000 a year. This one's out of the UK. Right now, the average bill is about $1,200. They say it's going to be about $4,200 in less than 10 years. And by the way, you're going to be using less energy. So really, it's going to be more than quadrupling for power under this new smart grid system. Can anybody say enslavement? Can anybody say it? Maybe we'll spell it. E-N-S-L-A-V-E. I can't wait to be a slave. All right, let's go to Taylor in Texas. Taylor, you're on the line.
What a wonderful singing voice, Jason.
Yes.
Man, I've got to say, you and Alex, God bless y'all. You know, everything for y'all. You know, I think this is awesome what y'all are doing. First-time caller, you know, I wanted to say to these guys that really think that they're going to be able to take on the system, you know, I've been a Boy Scout for over 11 years. I've gone through some of the most strenuous altitude environments, you know, weeks and weeks at a time, carrying what you can carry on your back, and that's what you're living off of. I've thought, you know, comprised lists of all kinds of different gear, items, and everything. You can't fathom what you could possibly encounter out there, so there's no way you can really say, oh, I can take it. Oh, I can just defend myself. Oh, I'm going to be able to take on a drone. It's insane. It's really like it just doesn't, you know.
To me, it's more than delusional, man. You know, I'm looking at real solutions to the problem, and those guys out there that think that, you know, some kind of crazy A-team squad across the country is going to be able to form up, or multiple A-team squads, or,
you know,
vigilante groups.
It's
not plausible. The weaponry they have to stop us is too great. We don't have, you know, there's no one out there walking around with small-scale nuclear weapons, nor should there be. But the tyrants in control have them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's what y'all, you know, it's what y'all press on all the time. You know, it's a war on for your mind. The only thing that's going to win this war is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get out there. You've got to think. You've got to think on your toes. You've got to use your mind. You've got to put the information out there. Preach it. Let people know what's really out there, you know. And to go on to another point, you know, about this past February, I was at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Okay.
Army recruiting tent, and I decided, you know, I'm going to ask these guys some questions. Actually, they had a really cool, have you ever seen those Humvee simulator games and stuff like that they can play?
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, cool, I want to play the video game, because I've done one once before, like an aircraft one.
Sure.
You know, they're fun. And so I said, all right, let's go check it out. And they, you know, give me this card that asked me for all kinds of personal information. And then it got to a social security number. And I'm like, no, sir. You know, what do you need this for? They would never answer my question. And then, long story short, you know, I was a bad idea. But I said, okay, thanks, guys. I got this recorded. And I just walked away. I didn't have a recorder on me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Go off with my friends, and we walk around, and I bought some sunglasses. Long story short, I'm walking back on my way to the truck. Three of them, they're standing outside the tent, and it was literally like, there he is, get him. And they came, grabbed me, held me down on the ground, twisted my arms behind my back, held me down for a police officer to come and get me. And I spent the night in jail on a false charge for public intoxication. And, you know, and the judge sees me the next morning. He said, oh, well, you know, we can't prove this. There's no, you know, there's nothing here, you know, so I'm just going to have you down as time spent, and we're going to drop the charges. They're going to get you no matter what. You know, you think you can stand up to these people? You got another thing coming.
Well, you can stand up, but you got to realize that by standing up, there are consequences. But those consequences will be much greater if we really don't stand up. And it's unbelievable to me that they had to put you in jail because you refused to give them the Social Security number on their slave grid device that's posing as a video game. And that's exactly what it is. But like I said, man, now that they have two open weapons, one in the air, a type of drone, and I believe it's the Ripsaw, that are being controlled right now by Xbox 360 controllers. They are really indoctrinating the youth and banking on them to be the next level of soldier to perform their robotic technopoly tyranny. I thank you for the call. Cody in Oklahoma. Cody, you are on the line.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you saw the Reuters article about Ford and Nissan getting loans from the federal government.
No, but it wouldn't surprise me. They are two of the companies that have not gone with this bailout yet. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But they're getting money now from the federal government? Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, well, I just kind of glanced through the news today. There's always something interesting to find, and it's not near as significant as GM or Dodge had, but I have a feeling it could, the way they keep doing things, they like to go small and then big.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you think this is kind of like the soft announcement that we're about to fail too?
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's very possible. I mean, you look at Chrysler. How did Chrysler restructure? Well, they're no longer an American company. They're a North American company, and they've got two bases out of their seven. They're down to only seven plants, and two of them are in Canada, and one of them are in Mexico. And, boy, Chrysler's going to have an awfully tough time getting around the country with all their parts if we don't have this North American union and these SPP superhighways, so we better get to building them. You know, and if Ford goes by the wayside as an American company and becomes a North American company, we better build them twice as fast. So that's a very great observation. I have not seen that article yet. What else you got for me?
Well, I just found it amusing that it says at first, you know, the U.S. Ford company, blah, 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 and it gives quite a bit. And then kind of towards the bottom, it starts talking about, oh, and we gave Japan money, mm-hmm. a Japanese company money, and Tesla Motors, which I wouldn't.
I did
heard
see
of
that
before.
Article. I just didn't print that out. Yes, no. I actually, when I was going through Reuters and the Wire story, I saw that as a headline, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what to make of it. I'll elaborate on it tomorrow after I read through it. Thank you for the call, Cody. Yeah. Let's go to Daniel in California. Daniel, you're online.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I kind of had a similar experience to one of your guests that was on a little while back. I went into Social Security office here in Fresno, California,
mm-hmm.
and it happened to be a little bit before they opened, and I standed in line, and the security guard came out and started put his hand on his gun and said, now, we got a few rules here before you step into our office.
Oh, geez.
With his hand on his gun.
Uh-huh, and what were those rules, sir, that you bow down to the authorities, or what was it? Tell us about the draconian experience that you had with this lord officer.
The first rule was that if you have a cell phone, you have to turn your cell phone off before going into the building.
Ridiculous and ludicrous. Continue.
And he also said that if you have, ladies, if you have a pepper spray, or gentlemen, if you have tasers, you must take those back to your car because now by law, it's not illegal for you to have it, but you can't bring it into our facility, which is an oxymoron.
Yeah, which isn't really even true. That's one of their little regulations. That's their color of law, Johnny Nonsense. What else you got for me?
And also, when we enter the building, we are to keep our mouths closed and no conversations unless we are talked to.
And you wonder why I say they treat us like we're children. They are literally treating you like a second grader who's walking to the lunchroom and getting ready to go into line to get their slave meal. I mean, they're literally treating you like an 8-year-old child right there. And that's how the public acts. We do suck on our thumbs, and we just accept everything that's put out in the mainstream media and every talking point, no matter how contradictory, no matter how many times they change it up, no matter how hard it gets out there, we're just going to accept that. You can't talk in a government building, boy. They had the same. I went up to the DMV today in Texas. It's not even the DMV. It's like the Department of Public Safety, DPS or something like that. And they've got all these signs up there, too. Turn off your cell phone. I'm like, turn off your cell phone. Listen, if a cell phone rings and somebody wants to have a conversation, just don't have it when you're sitting there talking to the teller. What's the harm? Well, why don't I have a first? Why don't I have a First Amendment right in the DMV? It's ridiculous, and I'm with you 100%, sir. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Kenny in Washington. Kenny, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, for one, thanks for turning me on to Revere Radio.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to be starting up a show, Seattle Truth News. It's not up and running yet.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Cool. So I just want to say thanks for that. And secondly, I just wanted to comment, you know, you got people calling up all the time and saying, what can I do? What can I do other than telling my friends? Well, for one, for you also, but for people who are listening, I just want to say I am doing something, and it's really not as hard as one would think.
That's right.
So that's good. And then secondly, I just wanted to bring up something going on locally out here. We've got these photo-enforced school zone cameras.
Okay.
They have a radar detector and cameras. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, it is from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And one of these that's literally down the street from my folks' house is literally two blocks away from the school. And so, for one, it's about revenue generation, but secondly, it's also about just compliance, getting you used to going 20 miles, which is just unbearably slow.
Mm-hmm. No, you're in a school zone, sir. 20 miles an hour is what needs to be done. And if you go over 20 miles an hour, now you don't have to be caught by the police. They'll just radar scan you and send you the ticket. It's very loving. It's very big brother right in your face.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing is, you know, we just, about a year ago, we had these guys every weekend. They're down there protesting warrantless wiretapping. And then now Obama's in charge and, you don't see any of that. And even though
no, because the war is okay now. The war is okay now that we have a new phase and a more loving and compassionate man that's reaching out to the Middle East and going on tour and touching Holocaust memorials right before attacks on a Holocaust museum in D.C. You got to understand, people are so dumb. They actually think things changed, even though there's just as many, if not more, people in the Middle East. The actual policies of the Bush administration have only continued through his administration, and he's openly told people they're going to have to sacrifice even further as he pushes forward a climate bill that is going to eviscerate the standard of living in this country. And you're right, they're sucking their thumbs again. They're not out there protesting the war. They don't know about the bigger police state issues. They have no idea what's really in the Patriot Acts and the Military Commissions Act and how they're enacting this. They don't know the horrors of the cybersecurity bill. And this new cybersecurity office, they're just out of the loop, man. They have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Well, as is designed, maybe they drank the fluoride. Maybe they drank the mercury.
They drank the mercury and the fluoride combined into one happy fun box of a drink. You know, that's what they should have on those little juice boxes now. Just happy fun mercury drink, high fructose corn syrup for your children. I thank you for
the
call.
They already have it.
They do. It's just labeled. I love the, you know what I love? The flavored water fluoride filters that you just put on your little already big fluoride dispenser. And then these things dispense even more fluoride and aspartame into your children's bodies. Just keep giving it to them. It's very healthy. I thank you for the call, Kenny. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the line.
Yes. How you doing, Jason? I have purchased a DVD by Pastor Ray Higgins. And he was talking about, you ever heard of the King Alfred Rex 84 plan?
Oh, yeah. Rex 84 came out during Iran-Contra when the International Intelligence Organization that I always talk about was actually exposed. And Rex 84 was one of the first civilian inmate labor program FEMA documents that said, yes, we can suspend the Constitution. Yes, we can get rid of the Bill of Rights. Yes, we can make Congress obsolete. And yes, we can round up the American public. And when Oliver North took the stand and started talking about basically getting questioned by one of the few guys within the government, I believe he was a senator, he's just said, well, I really can't talk about that. And then the supervisor stepped in and said, well, if we want to talk about that, I would appreciate if we did so in a closed session, because this is something we shouldn't be talking about right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. This stuff has been on paper and in the public eye since the 80s, and people still believe it doesn't exist.
Okay, yeah, I just want to put this in there also, Jason. One part that got me, you know, for all your African-American and Hispanic brothers and sisters that's out there, he made reference to on his DVD that they could actually exterminate the Latino race and also the African-American race and also poor whites
I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you what, man. We're carrying a new new video over here all about black genocide in the 21st century, all about eugenics. It's MAFA 21, and you betcha, it's anybody. Listen, it's not just poor white people. It's anybody outside of the elite class. The middle class are in for a really big, bad surprise when they start saying what they're saying in Canada, which is mandatory vaccinations for all, makeshift vaccination centers in the school systems. Your children are the guinea pigs. Get ready for mass sickness and casualties, not only across the world, but in this country as well. And they'll say, you know what? We just weren't able to vaccinate quick enough, or we just weren't able to vaccinate enough. We couldn't stop the outbreak. We tried so hard. We didn't want 40 million people to die in this country. We're so sad. As they laugh at you and relish in the death that they themselves have created. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. One more segment left in this Info Warrior. If you want to call in, it's 866-582-9933. We get the calls. We're going to blast through them. Otherwise, we're going to do a little bit of an overview. What did you miss? Oh, we only covered a stacker this big, you know? We only covered FEMA whistleblower, 29 tapes down at Ground Zero nobody's ever seen, tons of anomalies. Mossad, Taliban, CIA, all the same thing. Weird. Bill Clinton getting in the game big time, eugenics style. Stem cell research off the bat and what it really means today. How the debate is over and much, much more. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
right, Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Just wanted to comment on the auditing the Fed bill.
Okay.
Had something, not too superb under my head about that, actually. Has it occurred to you that maybe they're allowing the whole Fed audit thing to happen now because they want the destruction of the economy, all that kind of stuff? And then who's, let's say we audit the Fed, they use that as a lever to bring in whatever's next. Like, who's bigger than the Fed? The IMF and the World Bank. So, boom, we look to them. Or they look to create some sort of new entity, similar to another Federal Reserve under a different name, of course.
I see. What I think is going to happen is just that the Federal Reserve will have to amalgamate into the IMF and World Bank because they're giving it all these executive powers. That's why I don't think they want to destroy the Federal Reserve. I think they're trying to do the best they can to restore its image and really keep the public in utter ignorance. I mean, a lot of people have woken up to it, but not enough people. And a lot of the people who've recently woken up to the Fed are still stuck in this left-right paradigm. So they're inherently dismissed out of hand as, anti-Obama people and whatnot. So I don't think they're going to get rid of the Fed. And I think that you can see that in the fact that only two senators have signed on so far. But go ahead.
Oh, no, I honestly, believe me, I definitely hope that, that theory is something that doesn't actually, come to fruition. I definitely hope that's something that, is an idea that,
Well, I think that they're, as a fail-safe, they are throwing that out there by saying, the only media coverage that I've seen on television is that one CNBC clip where they mention it, and the guy says, well, if they audit the Federal Reserve is going to shut down, and we're going to have utter economic chaos. So yet another excuse not to do so. But if they do bring it in and that chaos does happen, it would probably further legitimize world government, the World Bank, and the IMF.
Right.
Yeah,
and that would be,
That'd be disastrous.
It would be disastrous. Well,
yeah.
Anything involving, more globalization at this point would be extremely disastrous. We've had, I think, quite enough of that thus far.
I agree. And it only continues. There's globalization on so many levels. And that's why, I'm reporting this Canadian story, because they're being the first one in North America to actually announce, yes, we are going to vaccinate everybody in this country. I thank you for the call, Mark. In fact, I'm getting Facebook messages right now about national commercials running on Canadian television, letting everybody know that don't worry, the H1N1 vaccinations are on the way from our loving friends at Baxter. And they fail to mention that Baxter are the people that are sending out 14 different countries tainted vaccinations for bird flu that have two types of live bird flu and one type of live human flu virus in them, and killed ferrets in the tests. And people said this couldn't have been an accident. They said, no, it was an accident. And then 3 weeks later, they came out and said, no, they were mixing agents, but didn't really hit the mainstream. Wasn't on the TV. The little box that tells you how to think. Tells you what to wear, explains how it's cool to act, what to desire. Yeah, that box didn't tell you about it, so most of you don't know about it out there. Because the box is our new lord underneath the police, of course, who just, they're taking it by force, those people. Once again, folks, if you missed any of the program, we got the podcast. We got the Listen Live. We've got the little bar where you can listen months ago. And let's not forget the website, theinfowarrior.com, where I Bobby Bloggins all the time. Top story over there. CERN coming back with a bang. You better believe it. It's The Info Warrior, back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight Central Time. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.